News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Sleeping patterns all over the place at the moment. Well, if they are, you're not alone. A huge number of people find sleeping difficult since lockdown and pandemic has knocked us all for six in the last year or so. And to discuss how to get a good night's sleep, I'm joined now by Annie Curtis, Senior Lecturer in Pharmacy and Biomedical Sciences with the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. Annie, you're very welcome to the programme. I know you are a body clock expert. People's sleep has gone to hell in a handcart. Can they fix it?
They can. Well, first of all, Ciara, I think it's very understandable, isn't it? You know, we're living in such anxious times. You know, there's so many angles to this pandemic, you know, not just about the infections, but people have financial worries. People are worried about their friends and family. So anxiety is the problem here, you know, because anxiety prevents us from getting sleep. You know, it causes us to have sleep fragmentation. I don't know about you. Have you ever woken up some morning and actually felt sleepy?
Morning, Annie. I work on breakfast.
I hear you, Ciara. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is that we're waking up during the nighttime and sometimes we don't even know we're doing it. And then we're not getting that restorative sleep that we really need. And then there's a bit of a vicious cycle going on, Ciara, as well, because, you know, sleep deprivation causes us to be more anxious. So we might even overreact to some of the troubles that we're having. And that's preventing us from getting to sleep the next night. So we are trying to break this vicious cycle, which is not necessarily that easy given the times that we're in.
So what should people do? If you had some simple tips this morning, because we get a lot of texts about sleep, you know, simple things, what can they do?
So I suppose the thing about it is you have to think about sleep being about the full 24 hours, not just the hour just before you go to bed, Ciara. I think a lot of people just think that the things they do just before they go to bed is what's impacting their sleep. It's not. Sleep is a holistic thing that the full 24 hours can impact on. And the biggest thing you can do, Ciara, is to keep a regular schedule. And I suppose that's one of the big problems that we're seeing in the pandemic is that all our schedules have gone to hell in a handbasket, as you said yourself, because we don't have these regular things that were kind of keeping us in check before, such as, you know, those of us who are still lucky to have a job. Many of us are working from home. Of course, there's many people who don't have a job anymore. So that regularity of having to get up for work is no longer there. The kids aren't going to school. So that regular system of getting them up and going outside. And that's a big thing for our sleep, Ciara, is actually morning light. So getting a bit of morning light is absolutely key. And we can do that no matter what our circumstances
are. Is working from home then and homeschooling a problem? Because people sort of stumble down the stairs from their bedrooms to their kitchen, maybe have a cup of tea or whatever, and then maybe switch on the computer. And they're not going outside to travel anywhere now?
That's exactly it, Ciara. We've lost that. It's a cue, you know, going outside and getting this outdoor light. It's a cue to our body clock. And our body clock is really what's key to having good sleep. And just like we're basically like a big clock walking around the place, right? And just like
have hands and a face, I suppose.
Have all the features, Ciara. We could keep going on with that conversation. So we've all the features of a clock. But the thing about it is, just like a clock needs a battery or needs a wound up mechanism, we need something to keep us in time. And what keeps us in time are these regular cues. And outdoor light, especially in the morning, is a big cue for
our body. So even working from home, go outside to your balcony, your garden, your front door, take a few big breaths of fresh air.
But even things, Ciara, like which I'm beginning to think that we've lost as well, because we're not going out to work, we're not showering as much in the morning, are we? Ciara, admit.
I wouldn't like to say.
We're not even probably washing our face with the same regularity. You know, we're not eating breakfast at the same time. Like you said, a lot of us are just sort of falling out of bed. So we're in this sort of this trance where there's no big difference between day and night.
Do we need to punctuate? I mean, I'm conscious we have to finish, unfortunately. Like, I could talk to you all day, but do we need to punctuate our day with a bit of normality? A shower outside, you know, a stroll around our own front drive or whatever it is, backyard, that kind of thing. We need to have little punctuation marks during the day to keep a routine.
That's exactly it. Cues, punctuation marks. That's what we need. We need to get back to a regular schedule as best as we can.
We will talk to you again, I'm quite sure, Annie, because it seems to be an ongoing problem with sleep for lots and lots of people. Thank you very much for speaking to us. That is Annie Curtis, our Senior Lecturer in Pharmacy and Biomedical Sciences in the RCSI.